message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
What is the second set of implications of God being on our side? We just finished the praise session and we were able to see the implication of God being on our side, the protective element. What is this further implications in this prayer and prophecy section? What is the implication? Number one implication is the absence of struggling. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. In 2017, you might have struggled so much. You struggled in business. You struggled in career. You struggled in your studies. You struggled in marriage. The implication of God being with you is that going further from now, struggling will never be associated with you again in the name of Jesus. Initially, Isaac struggled so much. Genesis 26. And the Bible says in verse 12, because of God being with him, then Isaac waxed great. From verse 12. Okay, good. And Isaac sowed in the land and received in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. Now verse 13. And Isaac waxed great and went forward. That is the way you are going to be going forward. I said that is the way you are going to be going forward. And grew until he became very great. When you say somebody is very great, it means the struggling has been terminated. When you say somebody has become very great, it means that finally, the person has exited from the camp of strugglers. As we prepare ourselves to enter a new year, you are exiting from the camp of strugglers. I say you are exiting from the camp of strugglers. You are exiting from the camp of strugglers. Listen to me, as God liveth, they will never see your name again among strugglers in your family. They will never see your names again among strugglers in your department. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? From today, struggling will no longer be associated with your life. Number two implication of God being on our side is unending testimonies. What do we mean by unending testimonies? It means that as we prepare to enter 2018, your testimonies will never cease. Your testimony will never go on holiday. Those that thought that it's over for you, they will soon be shocked. Because God is going to make something great out of your life. The Bible says in Genesis 26, from verse 18 to 22, the Bible says that Isaac digged again the well of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham, his father. For Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham. And he called their names after the names by which his father had called them. Verse 19. And Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well of water. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. And he called the name of the well Esek, because they strove with him. Isaac was looking for water for his business. And all of a sudden, enemies came up and stopped him. And they thought that was the end of his testimony. But let's go on now to the next verse. And they digged another well and strove for that also. He went forward and left that testimony for them and went for another testimony. He got another one. And they still tried to snatch that testimony. And he called the name Sidna. And he removed from thence and digged another well. For that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. I'm happy to inform somebody here that you are finally entering into your Rehoboth. I say you are finally entering into your Rehoboth. Unending testimony is what is your portion when God is with you. Your testimony never ceases. As one testimony is starting, as one testimony is commencing, another one is commencing. As one is commencing, another one is commencing. As one is commencing, another one is commencing. Can I hear your loudest amen? And I say that will be your portion as you prepare to move into the new year in the name of Jesus. What is the third implication of God being with you as we move into this new year? Very soon. Is the destruction of your enemies. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. The book of 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3 to 5. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting down imaginations and every high thing and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So we are in a wicked world. We are in a world where wickedness is wicked. While Mama was giving us the opening charge, she told us of a story of a woman of a wedding that was supposed to happen. Was it last week or yesterday? Whereby somebody was supposed to get married, and as they slaughtered the ram for the wedding, the groom felt knife on his neck and he died. Wickedness of the wicked. Wickedness of the wicked. Wickedness of the wicked. And I declare today, as we prepare to enter 2018, every form of wickedness against your family shall go back to the senders. It shall go back to the senders. It shall go back to the senders. Anybody doing evil night vigil concerning you, I say, during that night vigil, they will pass to the great beyond. Anybody that is speaking evil concerning you, anybody prophesying evil concerning you, anybody waking up in the night to destroy you, God will strike them down today. Can I hear your loudest amen? We're in a wicked world. That's why we must arm ourselves adequately. You see, I give unto you power. Luke 10 verse 19. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. As we move into 2018, nothing shall by any means hurt you. I say nothing shall by any means hurt you. Prepare for the enemy, because there will be envy. Most of the problems of this world is envy. You just saw it in the life of Isaac now. The Bible says, and they envied him. They envied him. Genesis 26. They envied him. And it's better to be envied than to be pitied. It's better for people to envy you and look at you and say, ah, listen to me. They can hate you, but they cannot hurt you. They can hate you. They can dislike you, but they cannot hurt you. They can point their evil hand at you, but it cannot happen to you. They can wish evil in their heart for you, but it can never happen. They can wish that you are traveling now, you don't come back. But that wish will happen to them and to their children. I say it will happen to them and to their children. Can I hear your loudest amen? The destruction of your enemies is another major thing that happens when God is with you. Your enemies are destroyed. Your enemies scatter. Today, the money gathering against you, they will scatter in the name of Jesus. Number four, what is the implication of God being with you as we move into 2018? Determination of oppression and determination of evil. Determination of oppression and determination of evil. As we prepare to enter the new year, one of the major things that God will do for you is to terminate the oppression and the oppressor. In John 10 verse 10, the Bible says, for I have come, he said, for the enemy cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What the enemy came to do is to oppress you and to depress you. And you are in a ministry where you are not permitted to be oppressed. Neither are you permitted to be depressed. Because the reason why God sent us to you is to wipe your tears away. And every traces of tears, everything that makes you cry and weep, is turned into a testimony for you today. Is turned into a testimony for you today. Every traces of oppression, and listen to me, sickness is an oppression. Barrenness is an oppression. Failure is an oppression. Weakness is an oppression. Whatever is an oppression in your life and you know is an oppression, it's time for it to get out in the name of Jesus. And it is getting out in the name of Jesus. I say it is getting out in the name of Jesus. Before I go on quickly, I want you to rise up on your feet. I want you to shake off every oppression around your life. Everything called oppression. Sickness, disease, oppression, poverty, everything that is called an oppression and evil. Shake it off in the name of Jesus. Begin to shake them off. Begin to shake them off, shake them off. They must not follow you into 2018. Shake them off, shake them off, shake them off. I shake off sickness. I shake off barrenness. I shake off oppression. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Flush them out, send them out. Everything called oppression, I send you out. I shake you off. I remove you. Oppression, get out of my life. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. Shake it off, shake it off, shake it off, shake it off. Shake it out of your destiny. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Take your seat. Also, what is the implication of God being with you? Supernatural strength. Someone say supernatural strength. In 1 Kings 18 verse 44 to 40, 1 Kings chapter 18, 45 and 46, Elijah was able to run faster than a chariot, than a horse, simply because God's strength was upon him. And it came to pass in the meanwhile, that the heaven was black with cloud and with wind, and there was a great rain, and Ahab rode and went to Jezreel. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he gathered up his loins, and he ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel. A man was on a horse, another man was on his feet. But because God was with the man on the floor, he was able to run faster than the person on the horse. I speak to somebody here today. As we move to this brand new year, God will give you supernatural strength. And this supernatural strength will grant you supernatural speed. It is only when you have strength that you can run with speed. Engines of cars that have strength are the engines of cars that can run fast. When an engine is weak, a car cannot move fast. Hello? Once an engine is weak and is removing smoke, if you press it and press the accelerator, the car will just be jacking because the engine has gone. But there's somebody here today, God is going to renew your strength. I say, God is going to renew your strength. 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 You will not enter 2018 as a weakling. You will not enter 2018 as a sickler. You will not enter 2018 as a weak person. Every part of your body that is weak is receiving strength. Your eyes are receiving strength. Your hands are receiving strength. Your legs are receiving strength. As you prepare to enter the new year, listen to me, as God liveth, you will never taste anything called sickness. You and drugs, you are going to become enemies. Because you never use your money to buy drugs. I say you will not use your money to buy drugs. Instead, you will use your money to enjoy your life. Number six. Is it number five or six? Number six, implication of God being on your side is unending supplies. In Luke 5, verse 2 to 7, Peter was at the junction of his life. Maybe it was a crossover night like this, and he said, let me quickly go and catch some fish that we can eat on New Year Day. And all of a sudden, he toiled all night. He toiled and toiled. Maybe it's like some of us here, you toiled in 2017. You walked. You walked. But it's as if things did not work. I pray for that person here tonight, an end has come to that turmoil in the name of Jesus. And when the two ships were standing by the lake, the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. It was as if it was over for them. But suddenly Jesus appeared. That is how Jesus will appear in your life this minute in the name of Jesus. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's. And he prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people of the ship. And now when he had left speaking, he said unto him, to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. Launch out again. As we prepare to launch into 2018, something dramatic will happen in your life in the name of Jesus. And Simon answered and said unto him, Master, we have toiled. We toiled in 2017. I worked very hard. So I should continue again like this in 2018. And Master said, no. There's a change of story coming for you. And I've taken nothing. I've worked and worked and worked. There's nothing to show for my labor. But Jesus is saying to somebody here today, I have stepped into your life at the issue of empty pocket. Empty pocket, empty purse, empty bank account is an issue of the past in the name of Jesus. It's an issue of the past in the name of Jesus. Every of your bank accounts begin to overflow right now. I say begin to overflow right now. And the Bible says, nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had tossed down, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net broke. Their net began to broke, and they had to call on people to come and help them. Somebody is here today, you will call on people to come and assist you because you cannot manage your blessings alone. I can hear your amen. I can hear your amen. I can hear your amen. And number 7 is the availability of help and assistance. The availability of help and assistance. The availability of help and assistance. I don't have time, but you can write down this book of 2 Kings chapter 14, from verse 1 to 4, 14, from verse 11 to 14. The Bible says they were helped. Asa and the king and the children of Israel, they were helped, they were assisted because of God's help and because of God's assistance. Somebody is here today, God is going to help you and change your levels in the name of Jesus. I say God is going to help you and change your level in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your loudest amen? As I begin to round up this evening, what to do for God to be on your side permanently? Number 1, be on His side all the days of your life. 2 Kings 15 verse 2. Be on the side of God all the days of your life. As we prepare to enter another year, don't leave God alone. Don't leave God alone. Be on His side. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 9. Be on His side all the days of your life. Be on His side all the days. And thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God. You see, God is very jealous. As we prepare to enter into 2018, be on God's side because He's a jealous God. Many could not get their aspirations done in 2018, in 2017, because they did not make God their all in all. And in 2018, God is going to be your all in all in the name of Jesus. Number 2, what to do to make God on your side for this new year? Promise, make a promise to Him that you will never drop back from Him. 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 12 to 15. They made a promise. They made a promise that they will never draw back. They made a vow that they will never draw back. There was a vow made. We will never draw back from God. We will never draw back. Nothing will make us draw back from God. And I pray that someone is here today, the grace to make that vow comes upon you today in the name of Jesus. I say it comes upon you in the name of Jesus. It comes upon you today in the name of Jesus. In Joshua 24 verse 15, Joshua 24 verse 15, the Bible says that Joshua made a vow that both he and his family, they will serve the Lord all the days of their life. They made a vow to God that who we are going to serve is God. He said, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in the land you dwell. But as for me, somebody say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As you prepare to cross to 2018, that vow that as for you and your family, we serve the Lord, shall be a reality in your life in the name of Jesus. Number 3, what to do to make God on your side? Run away from what God does not like. Sin. Run away from sin. If you don't run away from sin, sin will sink you. If you don't run away from sin, sin will destroy you. In 1 Peter 1 verse 16, 1 Peter 1 verse 16, he said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So holiness is required to walk in the best of God in the new year. And number 4, where I'm going to stop this evening, what to do to make God on your side is to pray and pray and pray. Pray and pray and pray. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. Don't stop praying. Even as we move forward in this new year, as we prepare to cross into the brand new year, don't stop praying. My prayer for somebody here today is that every of your prayers, none shall be hindered in the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-7000. 7878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.